The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Computer screen. Tis little James Deacon. And who am I? My name is Daniel Benedictus, and we're here for this episode of Compact Dicks. It's a bit like Desert Island Dicks. The difference is you. For this is the podcast that gives you, the listener, the chance to respond and tell us who and what you think is a dick.
That was so good. I honestly, I was watching the clock and I was thinking, how long can he put? Can he do this for?
I quite like speaking in that kindly voice.
Why don't you tell the listeners how they can get in touch in that voice?
Listeners, you can get in touch in three ways. You can email us, dickspod.com/contact. Or, of course, you can contact us on social media. That's Instagram and Twitter, at dickspod.
Dan, I'm glad we're doing this podcast at this very moment because I have something I need to talk about.
Okay, hit me.
I very rarely have a definitive choice for the island, but today it struck me that there's someone that I'd really not like to be stuck with on the island because I find them frustrating, and I don't know why I do it to myself. Almost every day when I get into work, like cause of habit, I switch everything on and then I switch the radio on and I go straight to Six Music, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure why, because I find Marianne Hobbs so painful. I don't enjoy the show, and almost every day I moan about it. And today I had a revelation that I need to stop listening to it because it makes me angry in the mornings. And so I thought, I was like, what's wrong with me today? Is it that I haven't had a coffee? Is it that I haven't had enough to eat? And then I realised it was because Marianne Hobbs was on. And look, I don't dislike Marianne Hobbs. I just think on a desert island, it would be so frustrating to be on the island with someone that moves and talks so slowly. Can you imagine? You're trying to get anything done and you're like, Marianne, can you come and help me do whatever? Can you come and help me get some wood? She's like, yeah, James, actually, yeah. Do you know what? There's some niche wood at the back of the forest. Should we have a really slow walk there to go and get it? I'm like, no, I need wood now. We're losing light, Marianne. Yeah. So that is my choice. I feel like that's my choice for today.
That's a good choice. Or she'd sort of say, oh, here's something that I think is really good, but it would just be unusable because, you know, like, you know, she'll get really excited about a new song and you're like, seriously, what the fuck is this?
She gets so excited about that song.
Hey, guys, look at this thing I found over here. It's an abandoned rusty bucket with a hole in it. You're like, ah.
Yeah, some of the stuff that she plays, I'm like, I've got a headache. And then I realised that she's just playing the sounds of an oil drum being chucked down some stairs repeatedly. And you're like, oh, no.
I think I've said this before on the podcast at one point. I'm convinced that she's basically a gas that people keep in a jar. You know, when those jars with like the orange seal that you can reseal, people put lentils and rice in them. And they keep her in that. And then they just like open the studio door and just like release her slowly. And as they gather her up at the end of the show, like, come on, Mary. Back in your jar. Yeah, she's transparent now, but when she's been there a few hours, you can sort of make out the shape of her.
That's really good. I do have one Marianne Hobbs story, actually. Mm. So, like, I used to produce a show on Six Music with Tom Robinson every Sunday. And one time I got the opportunity to go to the Six Music Festival and do the show from there. Very cool, right? And this year it was in Belfast. And so we, like, flew over to Belfast and it was really cool. I was like, this is great. And weirdly enough, Belfast was getting the hottest weather that it recorded in like 35 years. It was so hot. It was like 30 degrees. Everyone there was just like, oh my God, I'm so glad you get to see Belfast like this, because like it's never like this. It's normally always raining and we were just like loving it. And so I was meeting people. I was like, wow, that's, oh my God, there's Mark Riley over there. I'm going to go talk to Mark Riley and just like stuff like that. I was getting really excited. And so one day, Tom was like, I'm going to go and watch Young Fathers on the main stage. I was like, that's cool. They're a cool band. They just like won the Mercury Prize or whatever at the time. And so he walks up and I'm walking with him. He's like, oh, there's Marianne over there. Should we go and stand with Marianne? I was like, yeah, let's go and stand with Marianne, of course. And I'm like buzzing. I'm meeting all these famous people. It is like 30 degrees. She stood there in a black trench coat with the collar up. In the middle of the crowd and staring at the Young Fathers. And I was like, I literally could barely wear shorts. It was so hot. And so, yeah, so that was the one time I met her.
Amazing. Yeah. Amazing. Mm-hmm. Maybe just to stop her floating away. She just needed like the heavy coat on or something.
True,
like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I find basically Six Music is a weird thing. Like at the minute, I think Huey is doing a lot of pre-records. And if you, because we've both worked in radio, you can just hear it a mile off. Like he is recording his links so quickly. And often like presenters, as soon as they have to pre-record, just they'll just shit them out so quickly. And you can just, if he's doing it again this weekend, just listen to how fast his links are, because he's in the studio trying to get it done in half an hour.
Oh, he's in there and he's just like, yeah, that was this and this is there. And it's
yeah,
done.
Just really fast. My similar thing with Marianne Hobbs is often in the evening, because obviously having kids, we eat dinner at a stupidly early time. Mm. And what's his name is on? Steve Lamacq is always on when we eat dinner. And he does my head in. It's just always just talking for ages to someone that you've never heard, like just a member of the public talking about their gig, and then he'll just carry on. And it's like, I don't know this gig. I don't know who this person is. You've been talking for 15 minutes.
I know.
And it's always just like, oh yeah, I remember that band. They were playing with Teenage Fan Club at the Peterborough Corn Exchange. And so shut up.
That is spot on though. That is so good. I love you got the sound in the back of your throat. It was perfect. It was
well,
because really, really
you know, as a broadcaster, he can go quite low, but he can actually go quite high as well. That's my Steve Lamacq impression. Really,
when Steve Lamacq comes on, it sets fear inside of me that I haven't done enough work that day and I'm going to be leaving work in the next hour and a half. So I start to panic. But the other week, he had a week-long feature where they were doing songs that related to running for a bus. And I was like, how in the living fuck? And here we've got Dave on. I can't do the your impression, but here we've got Dave on line one. He's got a story about running for a bus. Dave, tell us about the time you ran for a bus. Great. Okay, this is New Order. And it's like, what?
Oh, for God's sake.
What on
earth? Yeah, like, he did one recently. It was all about band T-shirts. Like, oh, tell us about your band T-shirts. I don't care that, like, some guy called Mick in Huddersfield has like a fucking Velvet Underground T-shirt. Like, I don't care. Why should I care about that? Like, this is like, I mean, that's true of lots of stuff in our world, like social media, but like this is like social media without any pictures. It's just like, oh, you're just telling me that someone owns a T-shirt somewhere.
That's great.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place. That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
But enough about us, Dan. I've got an email here from one of our listeners. And this
that's what it's all about, James.
It's all about you, the listeners. This comes in from Zoe. And Zoe says, "Hi, I'd like to submit a miscellaneous item to the island. I'm always encouraging people to do that because I'm just interested to see just outside, you know, we've got 200 of our episodes. Give me some different stuff, you know, give me something."
Yeah, let's think outside of the Dick's box.
Okay, and so Zoe says, PIP, personal independence payment forms, or whoever designed them. The level of functioning and motivation required to fill one in and thus be awarded the benefit is paradoxically incompatible with the majority of people from who they are applicable to. They're also clearly designed by someone who doesn't have belief in parity of physical and mental health. Questions geared towards whether you are physically able to do rather than whether you will actually reliably do it. The process of filling one out is hugely disempowering. In fact, rather than going on the desert island, I wish the person who designed them was put in the situation they were needed to fill one in and then tried to go through the process. Perhaps then it would be designed more sympathetically. Thanks for letting me rant."
Good one.
Yeah, I like that. That was good. Well done, Zoe. I'm sorry that you have to go through that situation. That's very annoying.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I would say given the government for the last 12 years, it's entirely likely that they did design it like that on purpose because they assumed that, like, there's so much... benefits are needed by certain people for real reasons, but it's like, just the narrative is always like, oh, well, they should be able to work. What? You can't see them limping? Well, they should be on a bike getting to work then. And, you know, fuck it. There's a vast, complicated world of problems out there for lots of people. So, yeah, last thing you need is, like, to make it really hard to access the help you need.
Yeah, make it easy for people. It just is, it just makes sense. Come on, guys, for fuck's sake.
I had to fill out some forms like that for my mum once, and, like, it was sort of like doing a job application. You know when you go, oh, fuck, I'll just have to do this and come back to it later, and it's like you're just trying to get help for someone, and it's,
come on, guys, sort it out. Dan, I feel like we've been talking for a while, and it's just happened out of nowhere, but it's at this midway point in the podcast that I feel like we should get some insight from my elder, from my father, John Deacon, who has some suggestions for the podcast this week.
Hi, James. Hi, Dan. Great episode this week, Dan, with comedian Michael Akadiri. With his choice of Dwayne The Rock Johnson and it being BAFTAs week, I've chosen my recommendations around film and television. My first recommendation is Omid Jalili's episode. Omid chose Brad Pitt when he worked with him on the film Spy Game. He told a brilliant anecdote about when Brad told him a story about when he was married to Jennifer Aniston, and he relayed the story to a journalist who took it out of context, and a magazine actually printed the fact that Omid was the reason why Brad and Jennifer split up. So that is a brilliant episode. My next recommendation is a Lucy Porter's episode. Lucy Porter had a great story about Faye Dunaway and the fact that when she used to work in television production, she had to babysit Faye Dunaway. She told a story how Faye was an absolute bloody nightmare. That is also a brilliant episode. Next, I'd like to recommend comedian Sanjeev Kohli's episode. Sanjeev chose the actor Lawrence Fox and told him anecdotal stories and the fact that he thought that Lawrence Fox was an entitled prick. But on a personal note, I've actually worked on the series Lewis, which all starred Lawrence Fox, and I can confirm the fact that he is an entitled prick. And he gave off the impression that he didn't really want to be there, like somebody that was forced to do a job that they didn't really want to do. So that's on a personal note. So my recommendations for this week are Omid Jalili's episode from April 2022, Lucy Porter's episode from May 2019, and Sanjeev Kohli's episode from January 2022. I hope you enjoy. Cheers. Bye.
Thank you, John.
What about those, hey? Lawrence Lovely. Fox. I forgot about Lawrence Fox. He's kind of disappeared into the nothingness.
And a bit of personal insight from John as well. Golden.
Well, I wonder if he can give us some more insight. He spent a short period of time as a doing extra work in TV and films. Yeah. Thank you very much, Dad. Excellent suggestion, Dad, as always. And listen to the man. Yeah, listen to, and that's why he says it. Go back and listen to those episodes.
Yeah, I forgot about Omid Jalili and the Brad Pitt story. That's great. Maybe we'll republish that one. I mean, obviously, you can just go and find it yourself, but maybe we'll put it front and centre soon so that people can be drawn to it. Because, he says some quite salacious things in there.
He does, actually. Yeah, it's great. Yeah.
James, I've got an email here from Sophie, and she says, "Hi, Dick Chicks. I'd like to nominate a food choice for the island, and that is crackers, as in the ones you'd have with cheese. Cream cracker, water biscuit. They're the least creamy or watery food product ever made. Why name the world's driest food after a liquid? It makes no sense. I love cheese, but I don't see why I need to make that less pleasurable by putting the delicious cheese on something dry, tasteless, and so crumbly I get so covered in tiny particles, I might as well be eating in a sandpit. Also, the idea of being stuck on an island with only crackers to eat makes me gag at the thought of how dry my mouth would be. Thanks for the dicks, Sophie."
Oh, Sophie, that is top draw. I like, mate, I'd love to know why they were named after water and cream.
Weird.
Do you think this person that tried it was just like, I tell you what, people are idiots. I'm going to trick them into believing that this is more moist than it is.
Did you know the country Greenland was named Greenland to encourage settlers? Because it's like a very cold place. And they deliberately named it as like a marketing exercise to encourage people. But it's pretty cold.
Wouldn't you love to have been there, that moment where someone went, I know what we'll do. And a whole room of people clapped and, lit a cigar and poured something nice to drink. Yeah.
We'll call it the Big Tasty.
We'll call it the Water Biscuit.
But it's so dry. Shut up, Clarence.
Thank you very much, Sophie. That was so good.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. And thank you to everyone who gets in touch regularly. As I say, you can get us on Instagram and Twitter at DixPod, or you can email us dixpod.com/contact.
Yeah, and just message us. If it's easier, just message us to say hello and we'll read a few out next week.
Yeah, just tell us what you're up to. That's fine. Yeah. We're not proud. Why not?
Picky. Yeah. Dan, this has been great. Should we do this again sometime?
I would fucking love that, James.
I'd just love to see you in person one day.
Yeah, well, we'll keep hoping. But until then, we can meet face to face over the internet and talk about dicks. How about that?
Oh, I would like nothing more.
Bye.